You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1 trillion. That's the market capitalization that Tesla reached briefly when its stock hit an intraday high on Monday. It makes Tesla the first automaker to reach the market cap threshold. Tesla already is valued higher than any other car company. Its market cap is more than the next 9 largest automakers combined, including Toyota, Volkswagen, General Motors, and Ford. The surge in Tesla shares on Monday was the result of investors' excitement about an announced deal between the automaker and rental car company Hertz. Hertz is set to add 100,000 electric cars from Tesla to its fleet by the end of 2022. That's a massive order, since the company's current fleet numbers about 400,000 vehicles. And it's a major milestone for Tesla that suggests its brand is going more mainstream. The next number up is 80%. That's how much futures prices for oats have risen year to date. And it's far from the only commodity crop to see prices rise markedly this year. Coffee has risen more than 50% in price, while crops like sugar, wheat, and corn have all increased by 10% or more. You can blame the higher prices on the weather. While weather conditions are always a factor in crop pricing, the extreme conditions seen across much of the globe have made things more difficult. Droughts in the western U.S. have contributed to higher prices for wheat, oats, and barley. Meanwhile, similarly dry conditions in South America and Russia have also driven prices skyward. But crops aren't the only agricultural commodity being affected by the weather. Livestock fare worse in the heat too, and prices for hogs and cattle have increased as well. Our last number is 3 million. That's roughly how many Americans have decided to retire earlier than originally planned because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a new report from an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. The analysis compared the number of people who retired amid the pandemic with the trend of retirements among the baby boomer generation. There were around 3 million excess retirements, which accounts for over half of the people who left the labor force since COVID-19 reached America's shores. The report suggested two reasons behind the wave of retirements. First, older people are more vulnerable to infection and death from COVID, which could have prompted some to retire early to reduce their health risk. But the report also indicated that the surge in stocks and home prices may have given many Americans more of a financial cushion, allowing them to work less. The remaining question will be whether any of these early retirees decide to return to the workforce sometime in the future. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.